crime wave, 6 police officers killed in the line of duty in final month of 2021. By John Binder on January 3, 2022. In the final month of 2021, 6 police officers in Alabama, Illinois, Missouri, Maryland, and Texas were killed in the line of duty as a crime wave continues sweeping the United States. Following the start of the Defund the Police movement in 2020, the last 12 months proved to be a deadly year for police officers across the U.S. as Breitbart News reported. From January 1, 2021 to November 30, 2021, 57 police officers were killed. In the last month of 2021, an additional 6 police officers were killed in the line of duty. These officers include Madison Skip Nicholson, Antonio Antoine Valentine, Richard Houston II, Kiana Holly, Sean Riley, and Marlene Ritmanic. Holly, a mother of 4 children, died the day before Christmas Eve after she was ambushed by a shooter while she sat in her police car. Riley was shot and killed on December 29 after responding to a motorist assist call. Ritmanic, 49 years old, was killed on December 30 when she and her partner responded to a call about unattended dogs in a vehicle sitting in the parking lot of a motel. 2 suspects are now in custody for her murder. Nicholson was killed in gunfire in Wilcox County, Alabama, on December 1, while Houston was shot and killed in Mesquite, Texas on December 3. Valentine was killed on December 1 in St. Louis County, Missouri, in the midst of a vehicle pursuit. In a year-end report, the Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, reveals that 314 police officers have been shot from January 1, 2021 to December 1, 2021. 119 of those shootings occurred in the midst of 95 separate ambush-style attacks on officers, resulting in 28 of the total gunfire deaths. Ambush attacks on officers increased nearly 130% since 2020. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.